With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A vote is scheduled in the House of Representatives for this evening to end the government shutdown. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the Trump administration lowered energy and prescription drug prices while Democrats tried to blame him for the government shutdown.
But the reality is that President Trump and his administration have done so much to lower prices and increase the economic prosperity of the American people. And this president and his team of amazing economic advisors are going to keep working on this issue every single day.
The prospect of travel delays due to the shutdown could complicate the vote, but House Speaker Mike Johnson said the GOP was very optimistic about the outcome. Americans who rely on SNAP food benefits can hardly wait for the U.S. government shutdown to end. Maxfield Kaniger founded Canby's Markets in Kansas City. He says his nonprofit distributes free food to 50 food pantries and soup kitchens around the Kansas City area, and the freeze on SNAP funding has sent more people to those locations for necessities.
People were just kind of on the edge and aren't able to buy food anymore. More and more people are going to these pantries, and that emergency food system has been strained in ways that I personally have not seen before. So most of the organizations that we work with have asked for at least double the food that they get. Many of them are asking for triple and more.
President Trump has urged Israel to pardon Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a corruption case. Trump called the case a political unjustified prosecution in a letter to Israeli President Herzog on Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 326 points, the Nasdaq dropped 61, the S&P up by 4. This is SRN News. Nigeria is a dangerous place for Christians.
An estimated 7,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria this year alone, according to Real Clear Investigations. Most of those slayings have been linked to the jihadist group Boko Haram. One Christian leader refers to the attacks as a systematic effort to erase Christians and Christianity from the Muslim north under the guise of the rule of law. Other Christian leaders say the attacks imperil all groups, not merely the faithful. President Trump has recently increased pressure against the government, saying in recent days that the United States cannot stand by while such atrocities are happening in Nigeria. George Williams reporting.
The National Religious Broadcasters has announced a Veterans Ministry Initiative, a Christian outreach network dedicated to bridging the gap between veterans and the church. The initiative connects churches to a network of trusted partners to build a Christ-centered veterans outreach program. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A crisis at chipmaker Nexperia sending automakers scrambling.
A power struggle over Nexperia, a Chinese-owned Dutch semiconductor maker, is impacting global auto production. The Dutch government has taken control of Nexperia, citing national security concerns. The move highlights vulnerabilities in the technology supply chain affecting automakers like Honda, which halted production at a Mexican factory. The dispute is part of a broader U.S.-China tech rivalry with Europe caught in the middle. Nexperia's chips are crucial for the auto industry, and finding replacements is challenging. Keith Peters, Washington.
Major streaming platforms continue raising prices as consumers stick with subscriptions despite higher costs. On Wall Street, it was a mixed bag at the closing bell. The Dow up to a new record high, up by 326 points. NASDAQ lost 61. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.